Watkins is a United States China business and education consultant. He serves on a number of Chinese American business and education boards and is an honorary professor at a university in China. You never told me about that, Tom.
Well, there's a lot of things that are out there. This is far, far away in Sichuan province, where Governor Milliken signed a sister state-provincial relationship with Sichuan. It's a small little place with a city called Chengdu with about 12 million people.
I wanted to talk to you about an interesting piece that was titled Mike Duggan, Emergency Manager, Mayor or Governor. What do you mean by that?
Well, this is in Dome Magazine, and people can take a look at Dome Magazine. .com for a lot of good information about what's transpiring. Mike Duggan is a former Deputy Wayne County Executive, former Wayne County Prosecutor, and the savior of Detroit Medical Center about a decade ago. A bright, capable man who's really done some phenomenal things in southeastern Michigan. And with the talk turning from the GOP presidential primary in the state to what we're going to do about the state of Detroit, is there going to be an emergency manager? And if so, who? Who can turn around a vital center of commerce and business and kind of the heart of the state of Michigan? And this is basically a speculative piece that there's one tough guy named Mike Duggan who would be an interesting contender for such an appointment.
Why did you single him out?
Well, there's a lot of people that are out there. Joe Harris is over in Benton Harbor, certainly a good and capable man. But there's speculation running rampant. Mike, a Ed McNamara protege, lived in the Northville, Livonia area all his 50-year life, all of a sudden has purchased a home in the city of Detroit. And remember that old song, Things That Make You Say, And so there's a lot of speculation of what does this mean? People reading the tea leaves, so to speak. He just decided he needs an urban experience now that all of his children are off to school, finished school, and empty nester, he and his wife, Lori. Or is there something else? Is it an emergency manager in his future? Perhaps a run for the mayor of Detroit? And there's also been speculation that that would be a tremendous platform to run for governor down the road.
Tom, just to get your take on the emergency financial manager situation and talking with a couple of different representatives yesterday, their thought on the emergency financial manager debate is it's not so much having one of those placed. It just seems like there have been meetings in which the public has been excluded, and that folks want an open forum for that. And when it comes to the sell-off of property that has great value, that shouldn't be done by one person, but in a city or entity, the city council and the mayor should also have a say in that. What's your take?
Well, all of these things are very valuable conversations to have, but let's remember why emergency managers are there. It's because local officials, local elected officials, school boards, city councils, mayor across the state, certainly coupled with the economic downturn, which is certainly part of the problem, haven't done their job. And they haven't done their job year in, year out. They've kicked the can down the road until we've run out of can and road. These are problems in the city of Detroit cases that go back decades. Where people were not making the kind of decisions that they should have made in order to maintain the city, gave away resources that they didn't have any ability to pay for. And as we've discussed many times in the past, Tony, if you have a hole in your roof, you can't continue to pretend to fix it. You actually got to get up there and put a new roof on or patch the hole up. And we've been pretending and spending in far too many cases in our municipalities and school districts. We have 48 school districts in the state that are on the Department of Education's financial distress list. They're spending more money than they have resources coming in, And we know in our personal lives, we cannot continue to do that forever.
Tom Watkins has more than 30 years' experience in the public and private sectors. And thanks so much, Tom. We'll talk with you soon. Enjoy your weekend.
It's always good to get up with you, Tony.